I tell you, in business, most entrepreneurs think you should be paid last. And I'm bullshit. That's bullshit to me. I'll be damned if I'm going to be the last one in line, you know, to get mine. It's not that I'm selfish, but if it's not good for me and I leave the company, this company will go down. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Cosmo Unfiltered with my boy Wes. What's up, Wes?
What's up?
How are you, man?
Great.
Good, nice.
Doing well.
Good to have you back.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me back.
You need to be in this seat one time.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna be good.
Put me on the board.
On the board. Whoop, 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 whoop. We got sounds. I'm afraid to use them.
Well, on today's episode, we're going to talk about the biggest flop that I ever had in business and the three lessons that it taught me. And it's going to be a good one. I actually hate talking about this because it's like, I don't believe in living backwards, you know?
Sure.
But if this can help somebody,
yeah,
especially somebody that's in the e-commerce space,
right,
that we are, you know, I think it could help you. What do you think my biggest flop in business is?
The Wagyu Juicy Lucy.
That's pretty.
That one's still, you sent me that video the other night. I was like, oh, God, I can't forget about painful. That. That was bad.
We tried to shoot a Juicy Lucy burger when it was
like 21
degrees outside.
So bad. You couldn't keep it hot enough. I mean, in any way.
Yeah.
It was not going to happen.
That was horrible.
I don't know what your biggest flop in business is.
The biggest flop of my business was spending too much on ads and emails. Had to learn that one the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of these ad agencies out there. I mean, absolute dipshits. But they can talk.
Yeah.
They got woo.
Right.
But have horrible execution.
Right.
And all they're out there trying to do is turn and burn and try to, you know, look at me. I'm gonna get rich quick.
All have their day in the sun.
I don't know of one of them that I used to do business with that is still open.
Right.
I just don't.
Fair.
You know? Spending too much on ads and emails. Yeah.
It'll tank you.
Rather than just being organic, natural.
Yeah, consistency over time.
Yeah. The three things that it taught me, this is one I say a lot. This isn't mine.
Isn't this Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan. Trust, but verify. A lot of people don't want to be accountable. And they don't want somebody to hold them accountable.
Mm.
So when they say, no, trust me, I got this. Okay. And then when you start looking, then they start throwing it back. What, you don't trust me? No. No, I'm just verifying.
Right.
I'm just making sure the words coming out of your face hole match the expectations that I have.
Because it is
on
you.
And most of the time you'll find they don't.
Right. And it is on you if it doesn't work.
It is on me if it doesn't work. What do they care? They get to go back to their mom's basement. They built this badass website, though. I'll give them credit for that. They talked me into it a couple times.
Jeez.
The second lesson I learned is not listening to my gut. Oh, my gosh. Like, I can safely say my gut has never failed me.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot think of a time my gut hadn't tried to warn me about something I was fixing to go bad.
Sure. It's almost like you have to make the decision. Do I want to make the decision and have agency to make the decision right now?
Yeah.
And regret it later, or regret not making the decision sooner?
Yeah.
Like, you got to decide.
There's a couple of times I went, man, should I really be the CEO of Cosmos? I don't. And, you know, and I'm sitting there, you know, negative talking myself, trying to tear myself down. And I had a friend of mine, he was the CEO of a large, large company. And he said, stop right now. He said, listen to your gut and don't ever let an MBA tell you you shouldn't be the CEO. And I was like, I never told him that. I never told him that an MBA is the one that told me, you should think about turning the company over.
To someone like me with an MBA.
Somebody, oh, shit. College educations are dog shit to me.
Oh,
outside
dude.
Of, like, you know, a doctor,
right.
a lawyer, something, you know,
why
an
engineer.
Why
would you call that a trade, though? It's almost a trade.
It's a trade. You can go to fucking Votech and learn
right.
that. You don't even need to go to college. College, like...
Well, you can't go to Votech to do that, but you should be able to.
You know the one that shocks me the most? Finance when it comes to college.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's shocking how many CPAs you talk to that don't know shit about money.
Mm-hmm.
They just know how to check the box and fill in the, you know...
Protocol.
Fill in the thing.
Protocol.
But there's some of them. There's some CPAs that know more than some CFOs.
Yep.
You know? And I think it's just that it goes back to, you know, not listening to your gut, man.
Right.
I tell you, in business, most entrepreneurs think you should be paid last. And I'm bullshit. That's bullshit to me. I'll be damned if I'm going to be the last one in line, you know, to get mine. It's not that I'm selfish, but if it's not good for me and I leave the company, this company will go down.
Right.
It will. Unless somebody can come in here and figure out a way to run it, you know, but just the way it is. This is another lesson I learned. Never let somebody else control the speed of your business.
Never let them dictate the speed of the business.
I'm learning that one. I'm learning that one right now, actually. You know, and I'm all for, anybody that knows me knows I'm up at 5 a.m. and by 5:10, I could bury you in emails, text messages, Slack messages.
TikToks.
Memes. Yeah, I did get you this morning in TikTok. But you never can let somebody else control the speed of your business. And I don't give a shit what your business is. I don't care if your business is selling tamales on the street corner. I don't care. Because there's always going to be somebody that wants to go faster or slower than you. Always. Don't do it. Listen to your gut. There's a reason why. What about you? You got anything to add into that? What's the biggest flop of your business?
Oh, man, the biggest flop.
I took on a customer named Cosmo.
So there's this guy. He's a friend of mine. Biggest flop, man.
Come on, man.
It hasn't been that long yet, so it might be in the making, and I just don't know it yet.
Well, you've had to have one. You've been on your way home. And biggest shit, flop. That wasn't worth it.
Oh yeah, the biggest flop. We did a shoot in this person's home, and they acted real cool and casual. Like, yeah, dude, absolutely, you can use the house. And like, I was like, I just need you to know, like, a lot of equipment's coming in and out. Like, we're gonna be very courteous. We'll clean up, but like, as long as you know, like, it looks there's a production coming here. And I overemphasized that. And this guy was like, yeah, bro, you're good. Well, turns out his wife was not good with it, and he never said that. And so, I mean, I paid him up front. I, like, paid to have a house cleaner come. Like, we didn't leave a mess. But it was just, she just could not handle the fact that there were that many people in her house. So I sent her a really nice bottle of wine, just, like, apologizing for something that, I mean, on paper wasn't really my fault. But next time it'll be like, okay, I'm not mingling with, like, and I don't know, like, is it a flop? Is it not? Like, I don't know. But
well, no, I don't think that's a flop on you, but... Maybe the next time you go, hey, man, can you make sure to run this by your spouse? Yeah,
make sure everybody who lives in your house knows.
This is pictures of what's going to happen.
This is it. Look how big it is, you know. Yeah. But no, I think that would probably be the one. That's the one that sticks out where I felt like, oh, man, like that sucks. But, yeah, so far I'm pretty, like you talk about scarcity. Like when as soon as I shoot something, I go home, I back up the files like 4 times. And, it's luckily, fingers crossed, that's been the only thing so far. But.
So just to recap, the top 3 lessons that I've learned is trusting and verifying. I don't take somebody's word for it. I don't give a shit. I always listen to my gut. And the third one is I never let anyone else control the speed of my business. Period. You're going to run at my speed. If you can run, that's great. If you can't run, that's great too. I'll help you get to where you need to get. So, hey, I want to thank everybody for watching. And as always, if you like what we're doing, make sure to share this with a friend. We really need this to get out. We've been doing this almost a year now.
Yeah.
And we need some people sharing this. But I will tell you this. Wes, I can't tell you how many people come up to me and go, man, Cosmo, I was listening to your podcast the other day, and oh, my gosh. Like, we really like it. This is the first time something happened to me. A friend of mine who lives in Utah met a customer or whatever something like it was a new person he was meeting, and he walked in and happened to he saw that he was listening to Cosmo Unfiltered, and he goes, "What are you listening to there?" And he goes, "Man, it's this guy named Cosmo, man. You should really listen to it. He's really this, that, and the other. And him and Wes, and they cut up, but they really give solid information." And he goes, "Man, he's a friend of mine." He's like, "There's no way. There's no way. So, yeah, that happened. That's pretty cool. So if you like what you're doing, please share this with somebody. Share it with one person and say, "Hey, man, you got to listen to this dipshit and his buddy, Cosmo."
I'm the dipshit. Yeah, you're dipshit. I'll be the dipshit. Okay.
And leave us a comment. Tag us at Cosmo Unfiltered. We'd love to hear from you, man. I'll catch you in the next video. Peace.